You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Impartial justice is supposed to be above mere politics, and for that reason, outsiders have long raised eyebrows over how Texas picks its high court judges. People wishing to serve on the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals and the Texas Supreme Court have to run for office. Whether that's any more or less partisan than tenured appointments, you be the judge. But as Ashley Lopez of KUT Austin reports, it'll soon be up to a federal court in San Antonio to decide whether that judicial election system is biased against Latinos.
This case was filed in the summer of 2016. At the time, Jose Garza, an attorney here in Austin, said he reviewed elections for those high courts. And he found that for the last several years, every candidate that was supported by the Latino community lost.
Over the last 25 years, the Latino community has had no voice at the table in terms of the very important decisions that come out of those august bodies.
That's why Garza says he, as well as the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law and others, say the state is violating the Voting Rights Act.
The promise of the Voting Rights Act is that the minority community will have a voice at the table in all our political and governmental institutions.
And Garza says this process of how we elect judges here in Texas in particular needs to be in compliance with the Voting Rights Act. He says that's because Texas is among a very small number of states that picks judges through partisan elections.
In that sense, Texas is fairly unique, and I think that lends itself all the more to the issue of it must be racially fair.
And there are actually three elements here that are creating a situation that is making it so difficult for Latinos to get elected, says Michael Lee with the Brennan Center for Justice. One, of course, is partisan elections. Two, Lee says, is racially polarized voting in the state. That means different ethnicities and races tend to favor one political party over another. And three, he says, there's the fact that we elect judges using an at-large system. That means the whole state votes for who gets each one of those 9 seats. And all of this together, Lee says, creates this situation.
You know, if any of those sort of change, then things might be a little bit different, right? If you had districted elections or if you had nonpartisan elections or you didn't have racially polarized voting, you know, it wouldn't matter as much. But, you know, it's sort of a toxic combination of the three that means that minority communities get locked out of the system.
Folks challenging this system in court are asking to change the at-large voting part of this equation. They want to break up the seats into 9 districts. That way, each district can elect someone who represents them and not the whole state. The state of Louisiana used to have an election system for judges similar to Texas, but a couple of decades ago, a court ordered the state to hold districted elections. In Austin, I'm Ashley Lopez for the Texas Standard.